The Midland Flyers junior hockey team had a slow start to the season, but the team has gelled and is poised to move up in the standings, says head coach Dave Gillespie. Currently, the team sits seventh in the restructured North Carruthers division of the Provincial Junior Hockey League of eight teams. Last year was a disappointing season as the team didn't make the playoffs in a nine-team division. Eight teams makes the playoffs. Being a junior team, we were on the smaller side last year, says Gillespie, who is in his fifth season with the team. We changed over a lot in the offseason to players that are bigger and stronger. We tried to stay as local as we could. The dressing room is really fun. The team has gelled really well as a group, Gillespie adds. The Flyers have 11 points, ahead of the new Muskoka Bears team, 5 points. The Flyers are only separated by 2 points from the Huntsville Otters, 13 points, by 5 points to the new Innisfil Spartans, 16 points, and by 9 points to the Penetang Kings, 20 points, as of November 27. The top 3 teams are Alliston Hornets leading with 36 points, the Orillia Terriers with 33 and the Stayner Siskins with 32. Our goal is to be in the middle of the pack and build from there. The core is there. If we can finish in the mid-pack and have a win in the playoffs, we can build from there, he says. The Flyers are a smaller operation with a smaller budget, which makes it difficult to compete with teams such as the Hornets that have a larger budget and can attract players from a wider geography. But, Gillespie adds that his players like being where they are. They are all striving in the right direction. As long as they keep pushing forward and keep communicating with one another, they will get the results they need, he says. Returning to the team is center Matt Connolly, 21, who is in his fourth season with the Flyers, second as captain. Connolly acknowledged that the team had a rough start, but the players have gelled and are coming together. It's a tight race between the middle of the pack teams, and we are looking to come out on top, says Connolly. That can be accomplished, he says, because the team has solid returning players and new, young players that want to win. We want to bring competitive hockey back to Midland, Connolly says. New to the team is defender Calvertu McCaig, 17, who is studying plumbing at Georgian College's Midland campus. He played U18A hockey last year with TNT Tornadoes. Now he's playing with bigger, stronger and older guys. I'm a pass-first defenseman. I can move the puck in the defensive end, he says. Virtu McCaig says the team is getting stronger and will climb up from 7th place. In goal, Owen Moreau, from Victoria Harbour, is back. New this year is Jack Pinder from the Alliston area. Gareth Marshall rounds out the goaltenders. The team has been getting out into the public. They will be part of the Midland Santa Claus Parade Saturday, and they volunteered for the Salvation Army Christmas Kettle Campaign. The next game is December 7th in Muskoka. The next home game is December 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. Tickets for home games remain an affordable $10 for adults and $5 for seniors and children. Home games average 200 spectators, but Gillespie says he would like to see more people come out and support the team. A Christmas raffle fundraiser is underway during home games until the end of December. There is also a merchandise table at the games selling hats, toques, hoodies and other items, with the proceeds supporting the team. For stats and schedules, visit the PJHL website.